And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we discussed a Christian's reaction to someone who mistreats him or sins against him. Who understood that problem better than Jesus Christ, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, 1 Peter 2, verse 23. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "Imitate me, as I also imitate Christ," 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. If we are going to imitate Christ, then should it not be said of us as it was of him, when we were reviled, we reviled not again, when we suffered, we threatened not, but committed ourselves to him who judges righteously? To ask is to answer, isn't it? In writing to the Christians in Rome, Paul said, "Do not repay evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Romans 12, 17-21. And to the Christians in Thessalonica, Paul wrote, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all," 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Peter joined Paul in such thinking by urging us not to return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing, 1 Peter 3:9. Is it easy not to resist an evil person or to follow Christ's admonition? "Whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also," Matthew 5, verse 39. No, it is not, but we can do it. Since Paul said, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ," it is appropriate that we ask, how did Paul handle such situations? In 2 Timothy 4, verse 14, we find the answer in Paul's own words. "Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works." Rather than returning evil for evil, Paul simply asked God to handle the matter. Undoubtedly, Christ's words to those who heard him present the parable of the Good Samaritan are appropriate for us here. "Go and do likewise," Luke 10, verse 37.